This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity going back to earlier this week. They include a disturbance and a faint trail. Received a report of a disturbance. Officers responded, contact all parties involved. Situation mediated. You shut up. Okay. Property found. Fairgrounds. Bank card found. Owner contacted. Claimed the item. Dispatch handled. So use the bank card to get on the zipper.
Yeah.
And it flew out. So let's see. Traffic stop. Other law violation on College Drive. Received a report of residents who were burning something, possibly yard waste. An officer was spotted, advised the resident was burning a couple logs in a controlled pit. No violation. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Because he got below 90 degrees, so I'm going to start a fire out in the pit. Okay? Who wants to join me?
Yeah.
Nobody? Come on. Disturbance. South Douglas. Received a complaint of a group of juveniles playing basketball at the school and blasting the radio with music that included profanities.
Uh-oh.
Taylor Swift.
She swears like a sailor.
She does. Officers responded, spoke with the subjects, advised turn the volume down. Since it's disturbing the peace, they complied. Disposition completed. This is 7 o'clock at night, so, but, you know, I mean, you're right there at the school. And playing that music, that funky music.
White boy.
Suspicious activity. North Bernard received report of 4 kids had exited from a vacant house. An officer was spotted, contacted the subjects. They advised they didn't go into the house, but were looking through a broken window. The officer spoke with them about trespassing, criminal entry, and other people's property. Disposition completed. How is there an empty house on North Bernard, though?
Yeah, really. You
know? I mean, people have been looking for homes. This one's, like, abandoned. Like, well, how does that work out? Let's see. Wallet found, given to law enforcement. Owner came in. Building burglary on South Jones. Report of a burglary. An officer responded. Case under investigation. Disposition. C case. Might be a good idea to lock up, people.
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah. Welfare check, North of Bzorka. Received request, check the welfare of a person. An officer responded, contacted the person. They appeared to be fine. You look okay, as far as we know. Harassment, Avenue H. Received request, speak with an officer regarding a harassment situation. An officer spoke with the RP, gave him suggestions, disposition. Assistance, Kevin. If it's harassing phone calls, don't answer. So, property damage. South Jones, report of property damage. Officer responded, case under investigation. So, once again, it's South Jones. Watch out. So, let's see. Suspicious activity on North Bernard. Seed report that an abandoned house appears to have lights on. Officer responded, advised there was no one home. Nothing found. So, again, the abandoned house on North Bernard. Gonna have to drive by there.
So what do you do? You call up a realtor and say, I'd like to see your abandoned homes.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a plant. We got
one with lights that actually work upstairs.
Yeah.
Good for you. So maybe it was like from Jumanji or something, person just disappeared. So let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a disturbance at Western 6 Gun Motel. Lost caller, bad cell connection. Persons in the parking lot being loud. One male, one female. Disposition completed. This at 3:35. So they want it quiet at a hotel with gun in it.
I wonder if there's a disclaimer. No celebratory gunfire.
Yeah, please, no gunfire, okay? Motor vehicle crash, Yellowstone gift shop vehicle, hit RP's vehicle, then drove away.
Ah!
Citation for improper backing, disposition, citation issued. So they were leaving and smacked the car behind them. Oh, it's fine, I'm sure.
Yep. So, but then they got, I wonder, Now, improper backing, what about leaving the scene?
Yeah, you think that would be a big part of it, too. I didn't know I hit somebody. I didn't know. Attempt to locate Bighorn Avenue. RP states her 13-year-old daughter was supposed to be home at 8 o'clock this morning, didn't return.
Uh-oh.
Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. I blame a significant other of the 13-year-old. Supposed to be home at 8 a.m.
No.
Yeah, you. I don't want you out all night. I want you home at 8 a.m. Okay, Mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Other accident. Outlook Court. RP states construction workers knocked his fence down.
Ah!
Assistance, Kevin. Oh, couldn't you go talk to the construction workers? You know, if you did, and they said, nah, I ain't paying for it, then go to the cops.
Yeah,
okay?
Possibly.
Trespass complaint at the Conoco on 17th. Like to trespass a subject who's been causing problems. Why do you go to the Conoco and cause a problem? Are you pushing people down at the slushy machine?
You know, friends come to town. See that gas station? I can't go there.
Yeah, I can't go there. I'm trespassed from there. So, miscellaneous assistance. Best Western Ivy Inn. RP needs to speak to an officer about getting keys from a former employee. Disposition. Unable to assist. Sorry, you gave it to him. So.
Turn in your keys. No.
Yeah.
You have to re-key every lock in the building.
Well, that's a problem, too. You know, you fire somebody. Get out of here. Oh, wait, my keys.
Yeah.
Intoxicated subject at City Hall. RP states male subject. Intoxicated sitting in the grass. Mayor Hall. Pretty sure it probably wasn't the mayor, you know. I'm going to leave City Hall and get drunk right on the front lawn.
But I'm not going to go far because I'm thirsty.
This is occurring at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right after City Hall shut down.
Jeez.
So there you go. Traffic. Traffic stop, South Fork Hill, driver warned. Failure to signal.
What?
That's that one person.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Let's see. More citizen contact. Traffic stop. Just stop sign. Come on. Barking dog. Following too closely. Turn signal times three.
The turn signal lever is lava.
Yeah, so
I cannot touch it.
So if you, I mean, the cop is behind you.
Well, you knew where I was going to go.
Animal lost, Irma, RP says, Aussie blue heeler mix, jumped out of the car when they're eating dinner. Disposition, returned to owner. So, yeah, you're in there having nice food and you leave the dog out. No, the dog is not going to stand for that.
No.
Weapons offense, Juby's trailer court. RP states he heard what he believes to be a single gunshot at Juby's. So that some people at Juby's just actually have a gun as an alarm. Just shoots it off into the sky.
A doorbell.
Yeah.
Hit the doorbell. Bang!
But, you know, with shortages of ammo, you know, it's just, yeah, just one gunshot. You know, they're not going to go off with two, so.
Call us back when you hear automatic fire.
Yeah, that's then they'll go into Juby's, okay? Not just one gunshot. traffic stop, 16th Street. Improper endorsement, verbally warned for no taillight, no registration, citation issued. Improper endorsement. So,
his expiration date was written with a Crayola.
Yeah. Drug-related, 11th Street. Female driver smoking marijuana. Disposition unfounded. She has to be on dope the way she's driving. No.
It's just a Marlboro.
Yeah. Trespass complaint. Juby's. Like the following individual. Trespass from Juby's. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So that's a much better status than the Conoco trespassing. If you're trespassed out of Juby's, then that's it.
Yeah.
So obviously trespass. Why, well, he didn't have enough ammo. So. Traffic stop, Yellowstone Avenue. Driver warned, failure to maintain times three. So that's definitely a failure, okay? Just not maintaining. Nuisance complaint, Carter Mountain Motel. Someone driving small motorcycles very loud. They're driving them loud.
Hey, drive quieter.
Yeah. And then suspicious activity, Shadow Street. RP is on Facebook. Website was posted soliciting sex with minors. RP not currently in state. Requiring a phone call once reported with law enforcement. Will advise Facebook. So Facebook will cut off all conservatives. But yeah, if you're soliciting, then that's fine. Okay, that's terrific. So that's just helping along with the economy. So
yeah.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge Endurance Center, where they just got in new turn signal fluid over at Aldridge's.
Fill it up. Use that lever.
Yeah, it's inexpensive, so check that out. Do appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Blotter Report.